miss something? Catch up right here with Claire and Dane.
Yesterday, I went and had a skin check.
You've been talking for a few weeks off air about how you need to get your skin checked.
Exactly.
Do you
right.
get moles or anything like that, or freckles? Or
I'm very freckly. I'm a fair-skinned, freckly human being.
Right, okay. I should probably do the same. I'm quite freckly.
Worked outside for many years on the Gold Coast as well.
Yes, yep.
So I do get my skin checked regularly, mm-hmm. and I've actually already had a couple taken out.
Oh, really? Everyone recently. Should get their skin checked as well.
Exactly right. And they came back all fine. So I went to the doctors yesterday and I was told just strip down your undies mm-hmm. and put on this hospital gown.
Okay.
Right?
Obviously, so they can check.
Yeah, so you just lift it up and yeah. so it's easy. You don't have to worry about clothes yeah. in the way or anything like that. So it was a full body check, like scalp,
yep.
face,
wow.
arms, between the
and
legs,
this is just
the
at
legs.
The doctors or did you yep. go to a skincare clinic?
Oh, just to a dermatologist at yeah, okay. The medical center just
yeah, yeah.
near the hospital there. So I get handed the gown. I put this on. I'm like, no worries.
Yeah.
Or so you'd think.
They're not hard to put on, Dane. They're like open backed. You just shove it on.
I couldn't figure out how to put the gown on.
Hang on. So if you've never worn a hospital gown or any of those types of gowns, it's literally, okay, you do it at physio as well. It's literally just almost like a t-shirt, a long t-shirt with the back completely open. You stick your arms through, you put it over your shoulders, you're done.
I'm so, you'd think that. I'm standing there in my undies, holding out this gown, trying to figure out how it goes on. I felt so stupid. So I tried it like a robe, so with the back in for my arms through first, right?
Because it does look a bit like a robe.
Yeah, and then I tried, like I've seen in the movies and TV, how it does up at the back, except I couldn't figure out how to do it up. So then I wrapped it around myself like a kimono.
Did you leave it like that?
No, well, the doctor just walked to that point and I went to her, is this right? And she goes, don't worry about it. I'm going to take it down now anyway. So here I am for 5 minutes figuring out how to put this bloody gown on. Didn't even have to put on the first one. I should have just sat there in my jocks waiting for the doctor anyway to come in. I've never felt stupider. And I say a lot of dumb things. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Oh, Dane. I think you might need a minder next time you yeah. go. Get fiancée Chrissy to come with you. I'm sure she can help you figure it out.
Claire, right now I want to share with you a story of a young man named Mason.
Okay.
Mason's from Tennessee in the United States of America. And he had lost a T-shirt his mother had bought for him. He found it and he was so pleased that he found it, he simply had to take a photo and share it with his mother.
Okay.
So he got his girlfriend to hold the missing T-shirt up. He took a photo of her holding this T-shirt. Mm-hmm. She was just laying in bed holding the shirt. He took a photo of it, sent it to his mother, and he said, and he also posted it on Twitter saying his girlfriend was too pretty not to share.
Okay.
9 minutes later, he realized a terrible, terrible mistake.
What happened?
I'm going to show you the photo right now.
Okay. You've got a piece of paper in your hand.
I've got the photo in my hand. I'm going to show it to you. And you have to tell me, what do you think he might have gone, oh, my God, I can't believe I actually
is this X-rated?
No, not really.
Okay.
I'll never show you a photo like that.
So it's his girlfriend laying in bed
yep.
and she's, like, holding on to a shirt.
Yeah. Do you find anything conspicuous about the photo? Is there anything you go red flags
ooh.
Or anything? What have you found?
He has rope strung up on his bedhead with handholds for maybe a bit of kinky time.
His picture received more than 200,000 likes and almost 60,000 retweets since he posted it. Now, the tweet obviously has gone viral and people are going, mate, what's going on in your
what
bedroom?
Is this?
So there are ropes tied up on the headboard with handholds in of his girlfriend. Now,
yeah.
of course, he realized, he goes, okay, just realized I sent this to my mum. The rope's attached to my headboard, he tweeted. Now, this is what happened, though, when his mum found out the picture had gone global.
Uh-oh.
Has anyone considered what Megan's mum will think of this? Question mark. And he replies, she doesn't have social media. Mum replies with a bitmoji of obviously her with glasses, like thug life glasses, and just says, right on.
So she's a cool mum.
Yeah, she's a very cool mum. She was obviously okay with it. She was more concerned about poor old Megan's mum, who's there holding the shirt just inconspicuously, but the old, it's a classic. Be careful what you take a photo of, especially in the bedroom.
See, when I first heard of this story, I never clicked on the photo, but I was like, oh, is it that same photo that did the rounds a while ago of, you know, she's got another boyfriend in the room that you don't see
hiding
kind of
under
thing.
The bed or something like that.
I did not ever think that this is what would go viral.
Well, you know what?
Each to their own. Clicks
to Mason and Megan. You know what? Well done.
It's an interesting photo to go viral, to show your mum. Hey, mum, look what I get up to.
I got a ropes badge in Cubs. Partly cloudy again today. Chance of showers like we've experienced the last couple of days. A top of 27 degrees for your hump day Wednesday. Tomorrow, warmer though. Late shower, 13 to 31. Cooling off again for fun day Friday. End of the working and school week with only 1 week of school left after that. Clearing shower, 12 to 25. Saturday, beautiful day. Sunny, 10 to 27 degrees.
Dane, just quickly, what is a clearing shower? Is it not just a passing shower?
So I think a clearing shower, which means it's showering and it clears. So showers clearing, it probably should say, but a clearing shower.
So just like every other day, just late showers.
Well, no, because it says clearing shower.
Okay.
It's almost like the same as partly cloudy, mostly sunny, which is they're both exactly the same thing. Just depends on the percentage of cloud in the sky. So it'll depend on the percentage of rain we get and how clear it is before it rains again.
I'm going to call it a passing shower from now on. It's currently sitting on 14.
No, a passing shower is like, you know, when it's like this today and then it'll rain for like 30 seconds and stop raining.
But
that's
they never
a passing
say passing shower.
Shower.
They always say possible shower.
Well, okay. We are not meteorologists.
We should totally get a meteorologist on the show at some point, though, because I feel like we don't understand what the weather actually means half the time.
I've had meteorologists. Well, I've spoken to meteorologists before.
So have I.
And it's like they answer it every time, and I still get look. It's either sunny or it's wet. And at the moment, it's sunny.
Or it could be cloudy. 14 degrees.
Look, the best thing to do is just stick your head out the window and have a look. If it's sunny, great.
The only thing I rely on is temperature.
Well, you can't rely on that because what it says, it says, oh, it's 17 degrees.
Actually.
Feels like 14. So then isn't
really
it 14 degrees?
I remember when I was studying, I thought it was going to be a hot sunny day because it said it was going to be. And I got to the city and I was wearing a dress and it was freezing and started raining. And
yes.
I had no other option.
Don't do it by temperature because they say, yeah, it's 17 degrees right now. Feels like 14. Well, then isn't it 14 degrees?
Well, it's like right now, right? It's 14 degrees and it feels like 13.
So it's 13 degrees. Or is it, see, and then the feels like temperature would just depend really on how warm or cold your actual body is at the time as well.
Yeah, how do they tell what it feels like? Does someone step outside and go, feels like 13.
But I've just been for a swim, right, at the Aquatic and Leisure Centre. I've been for a swim. I go, it's a bit cooler. It feels about 12 because obviously you're wet in the water. The breeze hits you, go, oh, it's cold.
It's not 30, it's 12.
Anyway. Look, I'm looking forward because very, very soon, obviously, we'll have the forecast for Christmas. It's one of my favourite things.
Oh, really?
Because I look so far ahead to Christmas Day and Boxing Day to see what the weather's going to be like.
And it's never the right...
Yeah.
Yeah. Cara and Dane's How Long's Our Piece of Tinsel? Thanks to your home of entertainment, Griffith City Cinemas, Star Bowling and Family Funland.
That's
right.
Santa.
We are playing How Long Is Our Piece of Tinsel. If you can guess how long the tinsel is this time, you will win that amount in cold hard cash.
34 centimetres, $34 all yours. Lachlan on 13, 12, 16. Mate, Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Now, Lachlan, are you on your way to school this morning?
Yep.
What school do you go to?
Lake Wyangan Public School.
Ah, beautiful school out there in Lake Wyangan. And what grade are you in, champ?
Year 3.
Big year, mate.
Well, Lachlan, it's your turn to take a guess at how long our piece of tinsel is. If you get it correct, you win that amount in cold, hard cash. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay.
How long is our piece of tinsel, Lachlan?
376 centimetres.
Oh.
That answer is incorrect, I'm afraid, Lachlan.
Not today, mate, sorry.
Okay. Well,
sorry to disappoint you, Lachlan.
Sorry,
but you know
mate.
What? Have a good day at school and we might hear from you again. You might get it correct next time.
Yeah, good luck, mate. Thanks for playing.
No Thank you.
No worries at all, Lachlan. No luck there today. But that guess and a clue whether or not it's higher or lower or longer or shorter will be at hit.com.au right
now. Yeah.
So go and check that out. It's all thanks to your home of entertainment, Griffith City Cinemas, Star Bowling and Family Funland. How Long Is Our Piece of Tinsel returns tomorrow as we do it live from Griffith Central.